When does art become offensive? And when is it shining a light on history? Those are the questions at the center of numerous lawsuits between students of color and the institutions they attend. John Kalish has this story about the fight over historical murals.
There are four controversial murals, all of them by left-leaning artists. A mural in George Washington High School in San Francisco includes the life-size image of a dead Native American.
I'm a licensed psychologist. The trauma is real. Why don't you believe the trauma is real? Answer the question.
Get the hell out of here. You came to disrupt.
The San Francisco mural has been the subject of a bitter dispute. The city's Board of Education voted to cover the mural and later reversed itself. This is all chronicled in a new documentary titled Town Destroyer. Deborah Kaufman is the film's co-director.
You know, the intent of the artist matters to some degree, but it's the impact on the audience that matters just as much, if not more.
In the documentary, Jessica Young, a scholar who focuses on the literature of genocide, says the images in these controversial murals can be traumatizing over time.
The definition of trauma is that it is a repetition, sometimes the outright repetition of the violent event itself. Sometimes it's the way that we see something happening again and again in our mind's eye. It can seem like I'm just walking into a building, but it's the accumulation of these things that can, I think, over time lead to traumatization. Cumulatively, they can lead to real harm.
Supporters of the mural say artist Victor Arnatoff was critiquing American history. Among them are the actor Danny Glover and the Bay Area artist Dewey Crumpler, who was commissioned to paint a response to it.
All murals exist to teach. They exist to speak about history. And history is full of discomfort. Arnatoff attempted to give us the clarity of our history, as all great works should do.
In Vermont, a mural about the Underground Railroad was covered after law students complained that it portrays African Americans as racist caricatures. Vermont Law School Dean Beth McCormick says the mural is an affront to the school's commitment to diversity.
Forcing us to display artwork, which courts have interpreted as speech that is against our values, violates the First Amendment in that it compels speech. Even though speech is protected under the First Amendment, it also protects our right not to give a message that is inconsistent with our values.
The mural in Vermont has been up for nearly 30 years. Here's artist Sam Kersen.
People ought to say what they think about public art. That's the idea. Now, for an institution to say, well, we're going to whitewash this black history, you know, that's something else. But for people to say, I don't like this, I think that's perfectly reasonable.
A federal judge in Vermont has ruled that the law school does have the right to cover Kersen's mural, but lawyers for the artist have appealed the ruling. Black students at the University of Kentucky protested against a fresco that depicts four slaves bent over in a tobacco field. Days after the murder of George Floyd, the university announced it would remove the mural, but Karen Olivier, the artist who was commissioned to create a response to the fresco, says if that happens, she wants her artwork taken down.
I understood the impetus, but I think in that act, you've rendered my work blind and mute. It can't exist without the artwork it was created to confront. I think in one fell swoop, you've censored me as well.
African American college students in Indiana have also deemed images of the Ku Klux Klan in a campus mural to be offensive, even though the Klan is portrayed critically.
We're at a period where any Klan imagery whatsoever is considered offensive.
Art history professor Henry Adams says when Thomas Hart Benton included hooded Klan members and a cross burning in his mural on the history of Indiana, it was an obvious tribute to the Indiana newspaper that exposed the Klan's control of state government. Still, students at Indiana University objected to the images, and the lecture hall where the offending panel is located is no longer used.
I think Benton showed a lot of courage in introducing a significant part of Indiana history. He was basically saying that history isn't nice and we should look around us and talk about that. I think it's a warning. It's a warning to us today. democracy is always very vulnerable.
These controversial murals are a teachable moment for Amna Khaled, a history professor at Carleton College in Minnesota. She urges students to consider the context of these artworks.
These were artists who were critiquing the state of American history as was being taught in textbooks. I mean, nothing is more subversive than that. And the fact that there is this movement to completely obliterate context, to not pay attention to the artist, to the moment it was produced in, is tragic for me. And as a historian, it's doubly tragic for me. It pains me.
For NPR News, I'm John Kalish.